When we consider the year on the financial marks just ended, one fact leaps out. The markets end this year lower than they did last year. And last year, they closed the year lower than they did the year before. Two consecutive years of declines in the financial markets. That hasn't happened since 1974. Ian MacDonald is a columnist for TheStreet.com. Mr. MacDonald, it's the same thing that happened, I suppose, in 1974, but far more is different between now and then than is similar.
That's true. I think one major trend that's different now than was then is we've seen sort of a democratization of investing in this country. For a little perspective, back in 1980, about 4.6 million U.S. households owned mutual funds. At the end of last year, that number was up to 50.6 million. That's almost half of every U.S. household.
So when the markets go down in 2001, it affects a lot more people than it did in 1974.
That's precisely true, and the argument could be made back then that it was more of a Wall Street event, and now it might be seen as more of a Main Street event.
You've compared the number of households that own mutual funds, the numbers of dollars that were invested in those funds, staggering differences between 74 and now.
It's true. If we look back to 1974, the total net assets of all mutual funds was about $36 billion. And at the end of last year, that stood at $7 trillion with a T. It's pretty impressive.
And are people who invest in mutual funds or directly into stocks or bonds, are they doing it with the same purposes that people invested, say, in 1974?
Well, I think in some cases they are, but in many cases they aren't. The big driver of the democratization in investing that we've seen has really been the 401k or the corporate retirement plan. Back in the 70s, a lot of folks were still relying on a company pension. That was where your retirement investment was basically not in your hands. It was a promise from your company. It was part of your benefits package. Whereas today, most folks invest through a 401k where they pick the funds and they are sort of driving that that account on their own.
Does the fact that there's so much more money and so many more people investing in a market that's going down now, does that mean worse news for other areas of the economy? That is a decline on Wall Street really more important, say, to retailers than it was in 1973, 1974?
Well, I think you can make that case, and the reason why is because so many more people are investing on their own, and in a way, flows to mutual funds and so on and so forth are kind of a measure of consumer confidence, because since so many more consumers are investors, investor confidence looks a lot more like consumer confidence.
But we're really talking, from what you've said, about confidence in one's retirement. What's life going to be like in 20 years, 30 years?
Exactly.
So the past couple of years have probably put a dent in a lot of people's dreams.
Without question. You anecdotally, I think a lot of us have talked to folks who have, in their planning, planned on working a few more extra years because either the stock of the company they work for, and a lot of times that plays a big role in someone's 401k plan, that's probably not worth quite as much as it was and not quite as much as they thought it was going to be worth.
Back in 74, were years of market declines more common? That is, it's been 27 years since this happened the last time. Obviously, there had been declines in the markets before that, two times in a row, do you know?
Yes, there have been, but to put this in perspective, another way to look at the declines we've seen is that stocks have actually trailed bonds in each of the past 2 years. That's only happened three times since the Depression. That's a pretty significant turn of events, because stocks historically do beat bonds year in and year out, only losing occasionally and very rarely losing 2 years in a row.
That's another way of saying that you actually could make more money the past couple of years by lending it at a fixed interest rate than by investing it.
The past couple of years you made more money as a lender than you did as an owner.
Thank you very much, Mr. MacDonald.
Thank you very much.
Ian MacDonald is a columnist for TheStreet.com.